All right. Let me start out just saying, you know, the Patriots, we have all the respect in the world for them, especially, you know, I got to be a head coach a while in the league, and Mr. Kraft is one of the great owners of the league and a great leader in the league, has a great organization. You know, I believe in 2000, his Bill Belichick's first year, he went 5-11 and he stuck with him. You know, that doesn't happen all the time. It worked out great for them. I remember Buffalo at that time fired their coach, and he was 8-8 and been in the playoffs two previous years. So, you know, I think they run a great organization. Bill Belichick, I said before, he's a great coach because he could take his guy and beat yours, but he could also take your guys and beat his. So that's a sign of a great coach. And then as far as Tom Brady's concerned, I don't think he's a crybaby. I don't think he's a whiner. I think he's a great competitor. And some people don't show it. He shows his frustrations at times. But what he can do is overcome those things. He's such a great player. No quarterback ever has been able to throw the ball over 50 times a game and win. And he's done that consistently. That shows you how great a passer he is, how many mistakes that he doesn't make, where everybody else that's ever played that had to throw the ball that much gets beat. So, you know, they say you can't pass it every down and win. He can. So that's the big challenge. I've been lucky to be with Peyton, who's, you know, the all-time great quarterback, and Tom played against Tom Brady. I haven't been with Tom Brady yet. I've still got a little time in my career, but I don't think Belichick will hire me. But anyway, two of the greatest quarterbacks ever. So it's pretty neat that way to play in those games, even to play against the great ones.
Is it part of what makes Brady so tough that you can say, okay, we're going to make him one-dimensional, and they just say, fine, you know, you make him one-dimensional, and like you say, they pass 50 times a game?
Yeah, they can throw it. They can throw it every down and win, and nobody else can do that. No one in football, I think you look at the record, no one in football can throw it over 50 times and win except Tom Brady. So, and it's with or without all his guys, you know. I mean, now they got all their guys. So it's a big challenge, but we're playing at home. I thought we played in a lot of areas. We played real well against them last time. They did have to punt 10 times. They did have 6-3 and outs, so – you know, it's gonna be a big challenge for us to play that kind of game again. But we're looking forward to it. You know, these are the games that win championships. You got to beat the champions to be a champion. So that's we're looking forward to this ball game.
Some of those things that you just said about Brady, how you don't think he's a whiner and stuff. Does it bother you that some of your players are saying that? Is it kind of
open? No, I'm just saying what I believe. You know, a lot of our players have fun with things. If you notice the rest of the story, they all said great things about Tom Brady because he deserves great things. He's a great quarterback and one of the all-time best. He and Belichick are on their way to being the all-time best at what they do.
Are you amazed, you know, ever since that guy, whoever that coach was at Buffalo to now, that they just keep circulating players in and out and in and out and that the quality stays at a certain level?
What's that?
Well,
yeah, I mean, they've done what Marv Levy did at Buffalo even better. You know, Marv went four straight times to the Super Bowl. He said, no, boy, nobody can do that. And these guys, what, 10 AFC championships, five or six Super Bowls and wins and so forth. So, you know, they're up there with one of the greatest teams era of any team. Pittsburgh won four out of six, one stretch. Dallas had a run. These guys are still on the same run.
How much can you sense a difference in DeMarcus Ware as he prepares for his first championship game?
Yeah, DeMarcus, he's such a good player, you know, and had such a great career that just shows you, you know, can't always be in the right spot at the right time, even though you're a great player. Your teams don't always end out playing for championships, and so – he's excited about it. We're excited about it. You know, we had a shot when we were 13-3 at Dallas, and we didn't get there. And then we won a playoff game with Mark DeMarcus there too against Philadelphia. So it's a great opportunity for him to be able to play in these kind of games because he deserves that. He's such a great player. You know, I've said it before, you know, Bill and Pug and Reggie and Joe Woods are the guys that teach those guys and work with them every day. Coop is a great leader of our football team and overall our defense. John Elway has given us the players. The players are the ones that have done it. You know, I'm just riding on the train clanging the bell, you know. So... it's not me. It's the whole combination of those guys. The players first, obviously, because they played so well. But all those other people involved are really the big part of it.
But wait, you've been around the organization a long time. Is it pretty crazy that no Broncos assistants ever won that award?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the first year I was here in '89, we gave up the least points in the NFL, and I didn't get it. So. But I did get it in Houston before, so you know it's not. I mean, it's just something somebody thinks. You know, it's a media, you know, and sometimes they think things that aren't really true. I hate to tell you that.
Brady's had a lot of slot guys, a lot of really good slot guys over the year. But what distinguishes Edelman and makes him unique?
Brady has had a lot of good slot guys. Wes Welker, we cut at San Diego. Danny Amendola, we cut at Cowboys, so we've helped him have a lot of those guys. But Edelman sure fits in that mold. He's you know, it's matchup problems, and those guys have always given people matchup problems, and they've got another guy that's the same way. Edelman is hard to cover. He's got such quickness and short area quickness, and they're on the same page all the time. So. And the quarterback can get the ball to you, no matter which guy is playing there.
Wade, there's a lot of talk on how to talk tackle. What do you think the best way to cover a big guy of his stature is?
What's that?
About Gronk, what's the best way to cover a big guy of his stature?
You know, I mean, that's a problem for everybody, obviously. You know, you'd like to double cover everybody they have. You can't do it all the time, but. You know, they split him out a lot. That gives you the problems because of the size when he's split out. When he's inside, you can jam him a little bit more with one guy, cover him with another one. When he gets out wider, it's a little bit harder. You know, we had to play with Bruton last game, and he did a decent job. He's a bigger guy. But when you have smaller people on him, it's tough because he's so strong.
Have you recovered from that wipeout? Are you sore and are you staying?
You know, I got the big hit award last week, and but what I did here is Bryant. They say he's not going to play until next August. So so I hope he's okay. But I heard he's not playing any more football for a while.
You're fine, though, right?
Yeah, I'm fine, and I hope he's all right. He's practiced, you know. He's practiced. Now, he's practiced the last couple of weeks. I think he's a little better than he was. We still have to see Sunday what he can do. We did, obviously, in the game, have to change our strategy with, you know, putting Roby in, and he only played on third downs. Now, they were 2 out of 13 on third downs, so he still did a good job for us.
Talk about Roby and how he came in. Young guy on that group. What did you see?
Yeah, he's played a lot this year. We played a lot of three wide receiver teams like this team this week, and we put all three of them in there as starters. So I think he's gained confidence as the year's gone along. He certainly made some big plays. We obviously remember Kansas City and this last ball game real well.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks.